Picture a competition of 60 kids speed reading with flying fingers. North America's top blind and visually impaired students were put to the test yesterday in Los Angeles at the National Braille Challenge. They showed their skill at reading comprehension, chart and graph reading, and transcription. This year's varsity division champion is 19-year-old Claire Stanley of Orange County, California.
All of us in the varsity level agreed that the hardest one is called speed and accuracy, and you have to listen to a tape and braille out everything you hear as fast as you can and try to do as much as you can. So just trying to listen to a tape and type and then fast forward or rewind to go back where you were is probably the most challenging one we did.
This is Claire Stanley's second title. She won the Braille competition when she was in the junior varsity division in 2004. To prepare, she reads a lot and practices her contractions, the nearly 300 letter combinations used in Braille to save space.
We call them contractions, but they're kind of like shortcuts. So like AC is according or AV is about. Or if you put a specific dot in front of a letter, it's a word, like .5W is work. It's kind of like a lot of people compare it to like a stenographer shorthand, that sort of thing. And so there are a lot of rules to when you can use things or when you can't.
May I ask how you lost your vision?
Yeah, I have what's called optic nerve glioma, and it's a brain tumor on the optic nerve. So when I was 9 years old, I lost most of my vision overnight and went through surgery and chemotherapy and all that for it. And so I've been pretty much almost totally blind since I was 9.
Claire says she had an advantage in learning Braille because she already knew how to read when she lost her sight. The National Braille Challenge is sponsored by the Braille Institute of America to bring attention to Braille literacy. Organizers say fine-tuned Braille skills are essential to a blind person's success in the sighted world. Claire Stanley agrees.
It's helped me. I know it's got me through my 4 years of high school with all my honors classes, and I know it helped me get into college, and it's going to help me in the next 4 years and then grad school. So I can't imagine not being literate in Braille because it helps so much with everything I do.
Claire Stanley starts college in the fall at the University of California, Davis. She plans to major in political science and hopes to go on to law school. All this, she hopes, in preparation for perhaps a political career in the nation's capital.